Command number 78. Don't swear. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, "You shall not swear falsely." But I say to you, do not swear at all. Matthew 5:33-34. Literalists eager to discover loopholes in the commands will easily be able to dismiss a blanket injunction against obscenity. They will correctly note that the swearing condemned by Jesus in Matthew 5 and later in Matthew 23 was not profanity, but the sealing of a word or agreement by an oath. When he speaks of swearing by heaven, Jerusalem, the temple, the altar, or even by one's head, he was condemning the use of holy things to enforce a binding pledge. It is the same sense used in court when one places a hand on a Bible, raises the other, and says, "I swear that the testimony I am about to give is the truth." Or, in less august settings, we have all heard statements like, "I swear on a stack of Bibles that," or, "I swear by all that's holy that," or, "I swear on my grandmother's grave that." What does all this have to do with profanity, with what we commonly call swearing? As we have stressed many times, we have to seek the heart of Jesus' intent. Here we can see that he was laying down no legalistic code about oaths. He was speaking rather about the entire nature of how we express ourselves, in particular about employing holy things to punctuate and enforce our speech. What is such loose talk but swearing, adding force and emphasis by the use of holy or profane terms? All loose, crude, unthinking, irreverent talk, all oaths and exclamations, whether holy or vulgar, used to add color to speech, or shouted in outbursts of anger, are an abomination to God's ears. How much worse are those vulgar curses which are spoken against others, variations of the "you fool" which Jesus says makes one liable for hell. Our minds have been polluted by such expletives from constant exposure. In the world, we are barraged from morning to night with filthy, degrading, coarse, lewd, and suggestive expressions. But God hates such talk. May we never cease to be shocked and appalled by it. Worst of all, however, must be the ease with which the world has accustomed itself to using God's name in vain. The use of the holy name God to punctuate careless speech has become an epidemic in our time. How shocked would be the unthinking young person to count the number of times God is sprinkled through speech, as if it is no more important a word than the or and. Yet Jesus says that we will be held accountable for every careless word. How much more will we be held accountable for the careless use of his name? Sadly, Christians have adopted this dreadful habit as well. What will they think when 10,000 such violations of the third commandment are held up to the mirror of their conscience, and God says, "How could you speak of me so irreverently?" Indeed, as James says, the tongue is a fire. Loose speech may seem like one of the most insignificant of sins, but in truth, the tongue is an open window into the soul. The words it speaks are one of the most accurate measures of what lies deep inside. Careless talk reveals careless habit patterns. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 49:14. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. Proverbs 8:8. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. A fool's lips bring strife. A fool's mouth is his ruin. Proverbs 18:4, 6, and 7. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 12:18. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to swear. Whenever my tongue would speak loosely and thoughtlessly and light unintentional fires, I ask you to step in and silence my tongue before any damage is done. May the words of my mouth be an expression of my heart, and may both reflect my reverence for you, for your name, for your character and goodness, as well as my respect for my brothers and sisters and all humanity. Thus, Heavenly Father, by the simple example of my gracious speech, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.